Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1294. The Lord has given me to know that when a soul does not accept the graces intended for it, another soul receives them immediately. O my Jesus, make me worthy of accepting your graces, because of myself I can do nothing. Without your help, I cannot even utter your name worthily. September 25th, 1937. When I learned how great are the difficulties in this whole work, I went to the Lord and said, Jesus, don't you see how they are hindering your work? I heard a voice in my soul, do as much as is in your power and don't worry about the rest. These difficulties prove that this work is mine. Be at peace so long as you do all that is in your power. Today I opened the gate for Mother Superior and knew interiorly that she was going to town on business regarding the work of the Divine Mercy. It is this Superior who has contributed most to this whole work of mercy. Today, I imprudently asked two poor children if they really had nothing to eat at home. The children, without answering me, walked away from the gate. I understood how difficult it was for them to speak about their poverty, so I went after them in a hurry and brought them back, giving them as much as I had permission for. O God, show me your mercy according to the compassion of the heart of Jesus. Hear my sighs and entreaties, and the tears of a contrite heart. O omnipotent, ever-merciful God, your compassion is never exhausted. Although my misery is as vast as the sea, I have complete trust in the mercy of the Lord. O eternal Trinity, yet ever-gracious God, your compassion is without measure, and so I trust in the sea of your mercy, and sense you, Lord, though a veil holds me aloof. May the omnipotence of your mercy, O Lord, be glorified all over the world. May its veneration never cease. Proclaim, my soul, God's mercy with fervor. September 27th, 1937. Today, Mother Superior and I went to see a certain gentleman where they were printing and painting small holy cards of the Divine Mercy, and also the invocations and the chaplet, which have already received approbation. And we were also to see the improved larger image. It very much resembles the original. This made me very happy. When I looked at this image, I was pierced with such a lively love for God that, for a moment, I did not know where I was. When we had finished our business, we went to the Church of the Most Holy Virgin Mary. We attended Holy Mass, during which the Lord gave me to know what a great number of souls would attain salvation through this work. Then I entered into an intimate conversation with the Lord, thanking him for having condescended to grant me the grace of seeing how the veneration of his unfathomable mercy is spreading. I immersed myself in a profound prayer of thanksgiving. Oh, how great is God's generosity! Blessed be the Lord who is faithful in his promises. Jesus tells St. Faustina here that no graces are wasted. When a soul doesn't accept what God wants to give, they immediately go to someone else. Faustina asks to be made a worthy receptacle of such graces. We should ask for the same thing. Jesus revealed to her how much she would have to suffer in spreading the message and the devotion to the Divine Mercy. She asked Jesus why so many were impeding the promulgation of the message, but he told her not to be concerned, that she just needed to do her best. He supplies for what we lack. The difficulties that she and others like Father Sopochko had to overcome were the proof to the world that the work belonged to Jesus. If St. Faustina and Father Sopochko had invented it, they wouldn't have added so many problems to the diffusion of the message. Faustina writes of regretting her doubting if two poor children who came to the door were really hungry. They were ashamed and began to go away. She stopped them and fed them. It is so easy for us to become cynical about those who beg. She writes some beautiful poetry, an ode to the mercy of God. She wants his mercy to be proclaimed always and everywhere, and she wants her own soul to proclaim God's mercy with fervor. And then Saint Faustina rejoices that she is granted the grace to see the beginning of the diffusion of the message and the devotion when she sees some of the prayers and the holy cards and the images.